Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
We know Thanksgiving's coming up, and we want to give you the airwaves to tell us, because it's the day when you're supposed to like go, I'm thankful that my kids are healthy and that my mom and dad are doing great. It's the day you're supposed to do that, right?
Yes.
We all have to do that. It's right. And some families have the tradition where it's like, let's all grab hands and say what we're thankful for. And it's like, oh, crap. I've gotten into somebody's house and I was like, wasn't prepared.
You weren't prepared.
No. And so I'm just like, I'm thankful that my walks are shoveled. And then like the next person goes like, I'm thankful that we're at DEF CON 3. They just had like this so...
Right.
They had like an eloquent speech.
And yours was shallow as hell.
I'm thankful that I was able to go to Afghanistan and save those children with cleft palates by performing plastic surgery that they would otherwise not be able to afford. I'm like, who invited this guy? Is a plastic surgeon here? What am I doing here? Like,
I don't belong.
You're thankful for that? I'm thankful too, I guess. Thankful this is almost over and we can eat. We haven't even got to what we're talking about.
I know.
Because I'm off on my little rant over here. Okay, this is mine. This is my unpopular. What we want you to tell us is your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion. Because coming up, you're not allowed to say any of these things.
Wait, so they're allowed to say what sucks about Thanksgiving?
Today, this is your moment to tell us what sucks. Like, there's going to be somebody who's going to call. And I mean, we don't have to take this call necessarily. But there's somebody out there. I don't know who they are. But it's going to call and go, hey, guys, pumpkin pie sucks.
Okay. All right.
Like, it's awful. It's taking like this gross gourd, smashing it and going, oh, maybe if I put some paprika in it, it won't suck. Look, I felt that way for a lot of my life.
When I was a kid, I was with you on that.
Was there a pie you liked? I didn't like pecan. I didn't like...
Maybe chocolate silk cream, whatever those are.
Yes.
But on the pumpkin pies as a kid, I would scrape off the whipped cream.
Yeah,
that's all.
It was a vessel to get.
Yes.
No, it's true. There's someone who's going to call. So we want your... We're going to blast through a few of these here, but we want your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion. For me, mine clearly
what
is
sucks.
That you have to do what sucks about Thanksgiving is you have to say what you're thankful for.
That's the point of the whole day.
Nah.
Besides football and eating
right.
And all
that. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what it is. I just there's one more, but I don't want to take everybody's away.
What
from
do
them.
You think sucks about T-Day?
It's food wise, there's a few things that I hate, but the big one that I hate, and I don't even think it's a part of it anymore. I'm going to say this and millennials won't even know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But I remember it being a part of my Thanksgiving as a child. And every time, so picture the thing. You're sleeping and the wafting smell of turkey starts to come into your room, but it doesn't wake you up. It gives you these savory dreams. You're laying there and it's just like, you're breathing in these great fumes or whatever. And then one of your brothers is like, Michael, wake up. And he's like, oh God. Cause like you got to get up and get moving. Like it's Christmas. You're going to go get a toy and you're like, crap, let's go. And you jump out of bed and you're all excited and you run into the living room and like the Macy's parade is on. And I'm like, what? I was having this wicked-ass turkey dream.
And you for what?
And you want me to watch a parade in another city that I wouldn't even go to a parade in my own city.
Right.
Bags
filled with air.
Right.
I
think the Macy's parade, and again, I don't think millennials know what I'm saying.
Right.
But it was a thing that we would all get up.
Yeah, and stare at people
and go,
walking.
Ugh!
Oh my God, the marching band in a line.
Yes.
And then the people.
And Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel would like, as you could see, Woody Woodpecker looks happy today. And they'd have these pre-written one-liners of these like, I hope he doesn't peck the Rockefeller Plaza. What? It's
dude, you know what? You described it so right on that I kind of want to watch it this year.
I don't.
Just to see what I was missing.
What was the last parade you went to in person?
I agree. I don't even go to the ones that are in my neighborhood.
There's one going straight up your street, Steve. Just open your window. Nah.
I don't think so.
I'll go out the back door. I don't.
So Macy's for you.
Because I feel like the Macy's parade is much like golf. I don't golf. For real? Why would I watch golf on TV?
That's a good
one. And I think Macy's parade is the same thing. I don't go to parades here.
I don't parade.
I don't do a lot of parading in my life.
But why would I watch
so
what?
Oh my God, you guys. I don't want.
Because, well, wait now. You, a former band guy, don't they have the big McDonald's band, the best band people from all around the nation go play?
You're on to me.
Yes. Oh, because you weren't invited. You didn't make the Macy's parade.
I'm going to drop a name. I'm going to drop a name right now.
And
somebody who knows this guy is listening.
Okay.
He's got a killer band in town. It's called DKO. His name is Darren Kramer.
Okay.
And I was probably one of the better musicians but I never really took trombone and baritone all that seriously.
But I was still first chair
because there was nobody else who wanted to play the instrument.
Oh, so by default you were first
chair. And then something happened up in St. Vrain Valley where they merged some schools.
Uh-oh.
And all of a sudden we got Darren Kramer moved into my school. And Darren Kramer, you've seen Darren Kramer before. He came into our school and he played trombone. He wasn't playing. He was like, he was awesome. He's so good. He was in Matchbox 20. Like, when I saw Matchbox 20, I'm like, that's Darren Kramer.
Get out. You went, what?
Mm-hmm. So when it came time for McDonald's to send an invitation out to see who's going to be in the Macy's parade.
Oh, no, buddy.
Dear Mr. Kramer. Oh, really? Darren's going. Darren gets to go to New York?
Dude, he just squashed your life in so many ways.
Fell swoop.
So dude, you didn't tune in and watch him?
I watched. That's when I was like, come on, Woody. Fall down, buddy.
Sabotage the band.
This is a fall down on the McDonald's band, crushing only the. To be honest, I think Darren Kramer is an awesome dude, but it was hurtful when he got to go.
Couldn't tell you were bitter at all.
They
buddy.
Hadn't invited anybody from Skyline High School in the history of the school, and then in comes this jamoke. And we like to call him up to the bigs. I'm like,
yes,
would ya?
He went pro. Oh, so Macy's. Yeah.
So this is your moment. Something you hate about it? What do you hate? Like, as an adult, I'm sure you hated stuffing when you were young.
I hated most of the food except for turkey. But
eat cranberries?
No, I hated everything. But when I got older and older and older, I could tolerate some more foods.
Oh, now it's like.
Until, like, stuffing, I'm with you, dude. You can get rid of all the other.
Seriously, as long as I get turkey and stuffing, you can keep your mashed potatoes and your French onion crap.
Right, and all those casseroles and stupid. Yes.
Yeah, when somebody walks in going, I made frog eyes! The Macy's parade is on. Go watch it. Piece of hell.
Oh, butters.
All right, so this is your moment. You have an opinion about Thanksgiving that is unpopular. This is your moment to tell us what about Thanksgiving you think sucks. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking about unpopular Thanksgiving opinions.
Yeah, what do you think sucks about Thanksgiving?
We've all said, I don't even want to get into, let's start here. Erica?
Yai.
You are disguised. That's weird. Unpopular Thanksgiving opinion.
Honestly, I think that Thanksgiving is the worst idea ever. Basically, yes, it's basically just a way for us to celebrate our murderous ways.
We
took over this country and did whatever we wanted to with it. And I think it's a horrible thing to celebrate.
So we were looking for like cranberries suck or turkeys.
But you went the genocide.
So do you not celebrate at all? Do you not eat turkey during this month? You're just out?
I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I mean, I was forced into it as a kid, but I don't choose to partake anymore.
Pumpkin pie is a no, though.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, I mean, I totally get what you're saying. I do.
Frog eye salad won't take it.
Right, the weird little... All right, hey.
No, that's, your opinions are respected here.
Thank
yes.
you, Erica. Wow, that got heavier than I wanted it to be.
Huh.
Let's do the... Sarah.
Yai.
Oh, Sarah, hang on. We left the VD on you.
It's voice disguiser.
Sorry, Erica needed it. Sarah does not. Sarah, what's your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion?
So I'm like the Grinch of Thanksgiving. I hate cooking for Thanksgiving dinner. I get home earlier than my husband from work every day of the week, all year round. So I cook dinner every night, and I refuse to cook this huge dinner of a bunch of foods that I don't like for everybody else who doesn't really like them.
That's basically what it is.
Well, you're another one who's killing all of Thanksgiving, but in a more fun way.
I make my husband do Thanksgiving. He's a great cook. He doesn't really ever get to cook, so he cooks everything. I will happily do the dishes and like put everything in Tupperware and send them away with our guests so we don't have this like moldy casserole in a Tupperware that got shoved to the back of the refrigerator like 2 months later. But... like, no, I will watch the Macy's Day Parade before I cook.
No!
Oh, no.
Do not watch it anymore. Be part of the boycott.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
Wow.
Allison.
Yay.
Unpopular Thanksgiving opinion.
I realize that I probably should have changed my name because I have a feeling that the people I'm going to talk about are going to hear this, but it's okay. It's time for them to know anyway. My uncle always makes his kids, so my cousins do... their instrument recitals for us, and they are horrible, like the worst I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Is that a common thing?
My parents used to try to do it to me. Michael, get your guitar, and I'm like, no.
To I don't. Do what?
Yeah,
play
good for you for
play for grandma.
That. Huh.
Yep. And I'm like, no, I don't. Nope. That's not what I do.
Playing like Thanksgiving music?
No, just play in general. It's like a little recital. It's awful.
Wow.
Yeah, just anything. Honestly, it's nothing because it's just a bunch of horrible riffs. And
get your recorder, Susie!
Okay.
You're like, play Green Sleeves again. That was Green Sleeves? Oh, I thought it was a cat being killed. Okay. It's, dude, I get it, Allison. And you know what? It's probably best that they all heard you think they're horrible.
Yeah, bring that tradition to an end.
Wow.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call.
I've never heard people do that.
She's disinvited.
Oh, she's kicked out of the
For moment. Sure. You don't like our recital? Then you don't get our turkey.
Give us those castanets back.
Amanda?
Yay.
Unpopular Thanksgiving opinions.
I hate turkey.
Oh, my God.
There
really?
It is.
Why?
It's dry. Well, okay, specifically, I hate my mother-in-law's turkey, but I'm not a fan of turkey in general, but I hate my mother-in-law's turkey. It's dry. It's disgusting. And, like, I've tried to skip around it and get mashed potatoes and stuffing and just load my plate up so it looks like I have turkey, even though I don't. And she'll catch it every time.
Oh, you forgot. Oh, man, you to get over here. Turkey. Here's a leg.
Yes, the leg. And the dark meat is the most.
Oh, yeah, no, it's slimy.
Oh, I hate
dark meat. Is,
I can't do that.
I have so these I'm huge always, turkey legs, and ugh,
yeah.
Nobody wants them.
No, I'm always the unpopular one at Thanksgiving.
Good for you.
You got to do better at hiding it. Thank you. You bring some tofurkey with you.
No!
That's nasty, but maybe she'd like that more. Jessica.
Yay.
What's your unpopular Thanksgiving opinion?
I hate that after probably 6-7 hours of cooking and being exhausted, I have to get up and get dressed and look pretty for my family.
Know. You're
I
right.
do hate that. Getting
You're
dressed
right.
up in my own house. I never dress up in my
That's
house.
That's just weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It's just weird. I don't know why I have to put on 10 pounds of makeup just for my family.
Yeah.
Apparently I do.
You
that
don't.
Is, right?
Just
that
end
is,
it.
Just be relaxed and comfortable.
Tell everybody it's a PJ party.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. No, because somebody comes and they're all dressed up and then they look at you weird like, oh, you're really trying? No, I just make
it I was
all
cooking
day.
All damn
you
day.
You knew we were coming, right? Yeah. Thank you, Jessica. That's Nikki.
Yay.
Unpopular Thanksgiving opinion.
Chicken, ham, turkey, lamb. I hate it all.
Wow.
You had a little limerick ready for us.
I don't like all of the things you have to do to the turkey. It's too much work. Ham is even more gross because it's slightly sweet. Then you have to sit there and listen to your aunts and uncles ask you why you're still single, why you're so fat, and all these things. And I'm like, listen, Linda, I'm curvy because I like to eat, but not the dry turkey that you just made, honey.
Right?
You just need to call in sick that day. Yes. Thank you. Aaron.
Yay.
Yay.
What do you hate about Thanksgiving?
Everything. Absolutely everything. I am 36 years old, and I hate Thanksgiving. The fact that my mother cooks the stuffing inside the turkey and it comes out disgustingly mushy.
That's awful.
Yeah.
The gravy is only the liquid in which the turkey has been cooked in, so it runs all over the potatoes and all over your other food.
Yep, no, it's just,
that's true.
Nope.
The turkey itself, my uncle cuts it into about an inch thick slice. Again, has no flavoring, super duper dry in your mouth. I really hate it. I don't even eat the pies. I mean,
Aaron, you need a hug. Thanksgiving is bad.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Aaron just asked me how fast I eat or the speed I eat. What kind of weird?
It makes sense. Yep.
What?
It has to do with your personality.
It means something.
It does.
How fast I eat?
Yeah.
And we know the first thing I learned about you is I know how your speed of.
When I eat with other people, I tend to.
You try and consciously slow down?
I know that I can't.
So you just.
No, what I try to do, it only lends to the lore that I'm a ginormous alcoholic. But I will keep, I'll let you guys get started and I'll get a drink. And I might even order another drink before I even pick up my fork.
Wow.
Because I will definitely beat you to the end, no matter how.
You are the fastest.
It's not good.
It's for your health.
We need to have a competition.
Oh, really? You eat fast?
Gone.
Shut your mouth.
I'm not
You're
even joking.
You're a fast eater, too?
Yeah.
She just ate. You didn't see that?
it is bad.
It's.
Wow.
What makes it worse is as I've grown older and gotten, acid reflux and stuff.
Yeah.
There's times where I'm horking it down so fast it literally gets stuck in my throat.
Jeez.
Because the acid has burned all the natural saliva that's supposed to force it down, and my esophageal muscles are just like,
it's like a waiting line in your throat. The stuff that pieces to get in.
Have you ever choked in front of somebody? Have you ever been choking?
Yes.
Yeah.
In a steakhouse as a kid.
Oh my! I've done it in a steakhouse and an adult.
That was me too.
Oh my God! What's going on? Because
you're horking it down too fast,
and you're know
like,
that.
This is so good, so much better than my dad's stupid round steak.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, and then it's in there, and you're trying to like. Be cool, be cool. And
your eyes are getting all watery.
Yes.
And then, to see the black dots.
I've totally done that. And then when I was young and I did it, we were at the Sizzler. I waterboarded myself because it was stuck. And I was like,
that's the last thing. Last thing.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
What are you doing?
But I get it now. But at the time, I was like,
let me put more crap.
I thought I could force it down. I'm picturing
everyone.
You're like,
no.
There's a big turd in the toilet. You keep flushing. You flush and you flush till it goes.
I get it. It's logical, but no.
Here's the worst part. I remember this memory is so vivid in my head. Sizzler, and I know if I hork my food down fast enough, I can either get an extra piece of Texas toast, or they have the ice cream machine.
Yes.
It's like you go up and make your own soft serve, and like making swirls, and like my brothers can't stop me from making it as tall as I want it.
Right.
So I'm horking, and I have it, and I'm dying, and the eyes are watering the whole thing, and I'm like, I gotta do something, and all I have. And they have those red cups that they used to have in all the restaurants.
Yeah.
The red plastic see-through that you'd have Dr. Mm-hmm. Pepper or whatever.
Yep.
And mine is full to the brim of milk.
I am
dying. I am choking to death. So I dumped as much milk in my mouth and did the hard swallow.
Oh, and that God finally got it.
Mm.
Wait, I was gonna say milk saved your life. You owe milk.
No. It got me. I didn't get any ice cream that night. Because steak came out, milk came out. It was like the baking soda and vinegar volcano. It was like, it just, my body eventually, because I was drowning. And then my body was like, and it just, and just a wide, nobody else got to finish. Because there was a swath
of. I can't finish it. Yeah.
I love, must live for ice cream.
Okay, sorry. That was a long tangent there. So what does it mean? Who eats fast? Aaron and I eat fast, clearly.
Yeah, I eat pretty fast.
You do?
Why do you eat fast, too?
Well, I also just, for me, it's like I finish the plate. So it's like it gets set down, and you're like, here we go. And you just go until it's done. And then
for you, it's like, what is it?
I don't know.
You're accomplishing something?
Gentlemen, start your engines kind of thing.
Because like we are old producer.
Lil D.
I love him. I do. He's a great, great person. I will never eat with him ever again.
He does.
He weighs 90 pounds.
Right.
And he can eat more than anybody in this room.
That's true. Yet.
He eats so slow. I can't. That's probably why he weighs so little.
He's skinny because he chews each bite 32 times like you're supposed
to. Did he ever confide in you that he does it? I don't know what he does.
I assume that's what he was doing.
I remember being in Vegas and we're comped at the club, man. We got to go. And he's like on his third bite and just like.
Yes. Entire nations have risen and fallen and the time it took him to eat his.
Just shove that thing in your head.
Let's go.
Where are you at? Are you fast or slow?
You know, slacker.
Oh, God. Okay. Here's what you did. You read ahead.
No.
Okay. What
do you do? In my house, menus take weeks in advance to prepare and to.
This is why you eat potted meat. And
I have a medium speed.
Okay. So what are people who are what? Yes. Tell us.
It says, if you tend to eat slow, you like to be in control of situations and know how to appreciate life. If you eat slow, like Little D, he's controlling us. He's a controller.
He is controlling us.
Yes. Mm.
I have a friend too who ate really slow. My buddy Raj, and we would always get Taco Bell together, and he would put hot sauce on each individual like nacho chip instead of like just splattering it. He would have and before each bite, like put a little strip.
Okay,
on.
I want to be clear about something. I eat fast, but I'm Team Raj.
Because who's that?
Meticulous fast.
No, because I don't get the nachos. But like, you can open up a bean burrito. And put hot sauce inside of it. And it's not the same as having the hot sauce in your hand, putting it on the top of it, and you get hot sauce in every bite. You individually sauce each bite. That is the way. I can still hork it down faster than any of you fools.
My burrito's gone before I even close it back up again.
Like the per bite hot sauce
wait,
is
so
the only
per
way.
Squirt per bite.
Yeah,
eat.
So you hold your burrito in left hand, hot sauce in right hand, squirt the top of the
That's
burrito.
That's where you're doing it wrong. Both. Just in the mouth.
Oh my God. Aaron's just like, ah. You can hork the whole thing down instead of milky dump hot sauce in.
That would make it faster, which means people who like to eat fast tend to be ambitious and impatient. So technically, all three of you will be labeled as ambitious and impatient.
Let's hit. Ambitious. Shanahan's is right across the street. We get Longmont Dairy to drop off some milk. We go volcano that joint.
Come on, let's go. I don't want to wait anymore. I'm impatient.
Slacker and Steve.
Another weird little question that the interweb has popped up. You get to meet yourself 10 years from now. It can either be 10 years forward or 10 years back.
Huh.
Which way would you go and why?
Wow.
Who wants to go first?
It's tough. I think past. Because I kind of think of that a lot of just how life has unfolded and my child and job and just I live in Colorado now and all these different things that I would like to go back and just tell 10 years ago, like, hey, you're good. You're doing it right.
Such a colossal waste of this wish.
I know. Yeah. But future, I don't really want to ruin the surprise.
You don't?
Yes. I don't think so.
What if you get there and there's like a
If I could get knowledge about stocks and stuff, then I'd go forward.
Okay, I was going to ask you that. 10 years forward, are we dead? Are we just going to see our tombstone then? Or can we be dead 10 years from now? Or just we're alive?
I love that neither you or I are ever capable of these exercises without doing like...
I know, right?
I got actually kicked out of a conversation that was the bed, dead, wed the other day. Because I did all these caveats of like, where I'm like, hold on, do I get to sleep with them when they first started working here?
Yeah.
Or with the way they look now? Like, there's qualifications on. If I'm doing a hypothetical, let me do some hypotheticals.
Yes.
Okay, but I think the assumption is you're alive both directions. I mean, we know you were alive 10 years ago.
Okay, we'll assume that we're going to be alive 10 years from now.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a huge assumption for our current habits.
Wow, you guys are going to be alive and take it.
I feel like, so Tiak hit on something there at the end, like the stocks. You go forward to get stock tips, but how do you know future you is even going to know about that? Like, even pays attention. That's why I'd go back. I'd go back and tell, but I don't know that you're allowed to do that.
If you go back, I think that you have regrets in your life and you want to fix or change stuff. If you want to go forward, you are fine with your life up till now.
See, my biggest regret was more than 10 years ago, so I don't want to waste it on that.
Okay.
So therefore, I would go forward.
Okay. You would use it your time to fix things in your past.
See, that's interesting because I don't feel that way. I don't have regrets. I would go back and just say, hey, good job. Like, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I don't want to go forward because I'm happy with my life currently. So I don't feel a need.
But you're not going to stay there. You're just going to go meet you. You're going to meet you for a bit and then come back. So which way are you? Are you going forward?
I already know 10 years, Steve. 10 years
so
ago,
no
Steve.
No regrets.
Right. So nothing's going to surprise me and I have no regrets. So if I had to pick one, I'd pick neither. But if I had to pick one, I would go forward. And I wouldn't want to meet me. I'd want to like do other stuff. But
why
I have
wouldn't
to
you want to meet you? Why wouldn't you want to like,
it's
just
be
see
me
how you...
just with slower, fatter, and grayer.
I mean, I think you hit on something and I'm really struggling with my answer now.
Do you regret your past?
I have a ton of regrets.
Okay.
Like so many regrets.
Wow.
But I like who I am. Like,
see?
So that's where it gets weird.
You change something.
I like who I am. Yeah, I don't want to
go back 10 years. Hey, don't do this. Don't do this. And then 10 years.
Then
from
I
now,
could
you're
turn up. Myself into a complete a-hole because.
Well.
I thought you were going to change something.
Why can't you guys let me have this moment where, because I think. It's like you, Tiak, like you'd go back and say it's like going to be okay. And it's like, but what, you don't have to tell yourself that because it is already okay. That, yeah, like I said, you're wasting it. If I went back and fixed stuff, then it might not be okay.
You'd be dipped. Real quick, can you go back to, can you go 10 years in ahead, meet yourself and Leo? Do you get to, is it just ooh, you you're meeting? Or that, do you get to meet other people?
That would change it for me.
It would change
if
it.
If I could
know.
Meet my son 10 years from now. I'd probably go forward.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you go forward to meet you, then you would
get to meet your
surely you would he would at least pull out his iPhone 300 and go,
yeah.
Hey, if you want to see what here's Leo flying the shuttle.
Wow, and then you would ask, yeah. Where's your mom?
Wait, Leo would only be 12.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's super advanced for a 12-year-old.
Well, and there's never been a good instance of someone going to the past. You go to the past and you end up making out with your mom. Like, there's not a good...
Are we doing Back to the Future?
My mom was hot.
Okay.
So maybe I will.
I think I'm going 10 years back on you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This one is bad. This is not going to be fun.
Yeah.
This person found out their husband is cheating and who they're cheating with is really bad, but she might not do anything about it. So
what?
I don't know if this is her real name, but she definitely has asked for VD.
Voice disguiser.
Samantha?
Yeah.
You are disguised, so you can speak freely here and no one's going to know who you are. Tell us the story and we'll try to help.
Well, I really don't know what to do. I've been suspicious for a while, but I finally found evidence that confirms that my husband has been having an affair.
Sorry.
So, yeah. You know what even makes it worse is that, like, it's with my best friend.
Oh.
It's with and your best friend?
Yeah. So I honestly feel completely heartbroken.
Okay.
But I'm also, like, scared and confused. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been snooping. I mean, we don't have to get down into the weeds on things that could get you busted and found out who you are, but, like, you suspected and you have definitive proof.
Yeah. But yeah, I do. I have complete proof. And, I mean, neither of them know that I know. And I'm not sure if I really should confront them or not. I mean, I don't know.
Why would you not? He's a complete POS, and so is she. She's your friend.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just, like, the thing is, it's just, like, the person I want to turn to the most right now is my best friend, but I obviously can't do that. So, I mean, and as hurt as I am, I'm just, like, scared about, like, starting my life completely over without, like, the two people that I've been closest to. And it just feels unfair that I have to lose these two people for my life and be miserable when they're the ones who cheated, you know?
Yeah, the two people are crapping on all over you, and you can't let them go out of, you can't let them go?
I mean, I'm just not sure if I'll be able to forgive them, but I'm also, it almost seems like it's easier to forgive them than starting over. Should I stay silent or let them know that I know, or should I forgive them or cut them loose?
I don't know.
What should I do?
Wow, you're right. It's a pain in the butt to start both those things over. Best friend, husband.
303-222-5423. We'll put you to the front of the line if you're somebody who thinks she should go with plan A, which is not nuke her life. But I think, Samantha, what you're about to hear is a bunch of people telling you
you're better than that, right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine anybody deserves what's happening to you. I know that the road ahead seems impossible, but what are you going to do? Like, when you're having Sunday fun day brunch and he gets up to go to the bathroom and then she gets up to, like, are you going to be one? Like, how are you ever going to, how are you going to live a life where you know what's happening and you're going to act normal or be happy?
Yeah, I know. That's the hardest part.
Have you seen them together? Like, how are you? What's your marriage like right now? Are you sleeping in the same room and still doing marriage stuff?
I mean, he's obviously not wanting much to do with me, but we still sleep in the same room and we sleep in the same bed, and he makes it, like, nonchalant, like, he's tired and whatever. And so,
is it financial, Samantha? You don't think you could support yourself?
Yeah, I have video footage, like, you know.
Oh.
But I think what Steve is asking is, are you afraid to start over financially?
Yeah, because like, you won't be able to make it on your own, so you have to stay in this weirdness.
You know, that's another part that scares me, because all of our accounts are joint, and, like, you know, I have my work, but the work hasn't been giving me so much lately, and so it's really hard.
Oh, my God.
It really is.
I just, you know, the more I think about it, you start going through a divorce, and you got to move out of your house. Where are you going to move? To your best friend's house.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't know if I have to, like, fly back.
You got no, she has
with
no
my parents. Like,
no support,
it's
no nets.
It's really hard because it's moving from another state.
Okay.
Oh my God, Samantha!
I'm starting to see. Okay,
her support group. You go through a divorce and you need some rocks around you. You need some pillars.
And the two pillars.
Or you lose your best friend and you need your sig other to, like, help you walk.
She's got none of it.
All your entire, I'm sorry, I don't want to pile it on.
But you're right.
I think we understand. Why don't you, is there anything else you want to tell us? Because we have to talk behind your back. Because I think this is, I don't think you're going to like what people are saying. But maybe people will have advice on, are you cool with just like going on hold and listening to some people?
Yeah, I am. I could totally, like, you know, I'm here to just get as much help as possible.
Okay.
Like, I really need it.
Okay. Hang on right there.
She's already on down the path. She's already adjusting her mind to the future of that.
Here's my thing. I never, like, you catch somebody cheating, you confront, you end your marriage, right? That's this, then that, then that. I never thought I'd hear a scenario where that didn't just add up. And she's just in this situation where it's like, if I do that,
yes,
I'm literally back to being first grader trying to make friends. Like, I don't, like, it sounds like she's kind of got all her eggs in these baskets, and that's
wow.
Yeah, husband's cheating with the best. I like, she clearly doesn't want to give us a ton of information. Like, have they had a dinner party or a backyard barbecue or anything, or is that on the
jeez?
This is disgusting, because he's getting by with it, the friend is getting by with it, she, to use your words, is the victim.
Yet she wants to throw away her victimhood
and just go, like, it's easier to be hurt but have a support group than who don't support you.
True. Than having to start all over everything again.
If you have advice for Samantha, we could use it right now, because we're clearly not saying the right things. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
We've been talking to Samantha. I honestly don't believe that's her real name. She was disguised, but she discovered her husband is cheating on her with her best friend.
Right?
And she doesn't want...
rock the boat for either. And she just wants everything to stay status quo. She doesn't want... any lives being uprooted?
Your life is uprooted.
And like, apparently she, God, yeah, no self is, I get, yeah.
It doesn't feel right to us, so we're looking for your help to try to get her through this. And already we've got somebody sort of in the same boat here. Chris?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're okay. Hearing Samantha's words must have hit close to home if you called. So what's up?
Yeah, I was married for 26 years, and I found out that my husband was... well, actually, I caught him in the act sleeping with my best friend.
Ugh.
You need to confront both of them. It will never change. She is not a friend, and he is not a true husband. I went another 6 years in marriage after that.
What?
And he destroyed me in the end. He had no plans of ever being honest, and I don't believe he ever will. And neither will she. And I get it is a lonely feeling when the two people that you trusted the most betrayed you. But you know what? The only person who matters at the end of the day is you.
Yeah.
And they are disrespecting you. They are hurting you. And I can tell you what, in the end, he is not going to change. It doesn't matter if you forgive them. He will not change, and she had another agenda.
Yeah.
But Chris, I don't mean to be mean to you, because you sound like you got your stuff together. You let them do that to you. You let them.
No, I didn't. What happened was, you know, I didn't realize. I didn't see the red flags, and I didn't have the proof like she did. But I found out that way. But it will never change. Like I said, I stayed with him for another 6 years. And then we even got...
Oh. We are losing you, Chris, but...
She stayed another... That's what you... Okay.
That staying 6 years... Like, then you're... I'm not saying that justifies it, but like, you have to find a way to think more of yourself than that.
And you're kind of enabling your own situation. I know it's hard to leave.
Of course. Right. I mean... so many people stay in bad relationships because it's like, well, this is what I know. At least bad is familiar.
Right.
Jen?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think she should stay. I think she should stay and get... no, totally. Because she's the only one who knows right now that she knows. So this is the only opportunity she has to get the money in the bank accounts, find some place to live, like...
wow.
Be prepared before she says, hey, I know. And then now they know, and it's level playing field. So,
right?
That's smart. If she's already able to compartmentalize and sleep in the same bed with this like unfaithful POS, then she might as well
Right, Jen. Right on.
Get your ducks in a row.
It's about you.
Yeah. Yep. Make it about her. Come out on top.
Have you been through this, or you just know people, or you're just a genius?
You're just like on top.
No way. My husband wouldn't get away with it. Are you kidding?
I like it. Thank you, Jen. Renee.
Yes. Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I think she needs to talk to her best friend about it, put her out in the spot and see what she comes up with.
But what does that get you in the end? Kind of. I mean,
probably not much because she already knows, but
yeah,
find out what the gal says.
Yeah. And then punch her.
Pretty much.
Everyone she knows but has betrayed her. It's just, thank you for the call, Renee. Eric.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think that Samantha's living in toxicity. Yeah. I think that the situation that she's in is going to beat down on her significantly more if she stays in it than if she walks away. I mean, your best friend, your husband, it's going to hurt to cut them both loose. And it's a lot to lose both of them at the same time. But it's a whole lot more to sit next to them both realizing what's going on.
You're right. Good riddance to those two.
Who are you? Yeah, it's like we keep saying it's hard to get rid of them, but it's not. We wouldn't think it was hard to get rid of a child molester or Hitler. These guys are that. To your life, they're ruining your life and they're murdering your soul. Like, bye.
Amen.
Thank you, Eric. Brittany.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So, been there, been in that situation, and walking away is so much better in the long run, and she'll be so much happier. The support group that she doesn't want to leave, that's my support group left me, and you know what? I made my own support group, and they're still there to this day, and they're not going anywhere.
Wow,
so
good for you.
It's just scary to walk away, right? But you're better for it.
Oh my gosh. So scary. So scary. But you know what? So much better. 10 times better on the other side. Don't put yourself through that kind of pain and that kind of hurt. I did for a little while, was done with it, and went on, and it was the best decision.
Thank you, Brittany. I mean, here's the good thing. All these people sound
liberated, refreshed.
Like they got out, right?
Yes.
And Samantha is Kendra.
Yay.
What do you think?
Get out. I went through something similar to that. Best thing I ever did was to get out. Hardest thing I ever did.
Right.
Made it out on the other end, and I'm not looking back.
Good for you.
And I had kids involved, so it was extremely difficult, but my God, I'm happier now.
But it's just that first, 3 months, 6 months, you just got to go night by night and get through it, right?
God, it was like a year, 2 years.
And then eventually you feel like...
And it was just liberating at the end of it. And, I mean, I can't be exact, you know, everybody's different, so timeline can't be certain, but she'll get to a point where it will be better.
Wow. Thank you for the call. Samantha, I know you're still listening.
Wow. Listen.
Everybody's
right.
Like, these are the people that are on your side.
Yeah.
Not your stupid husband.
Exactly.
Or your supposed best friend.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
So we got a few food items that tend to cause arguments. And I've already discovered there's an argument in this room.
Already.
There's basically, like the classic one is a hot dog. When you bring up hot dogs, there are traditionalists who are a-holes, and there's the rest of us.
No, the traditionalists, they've got it.
I don't think you agree.
I think there's more traditionalists than...
So when you eat a hot dog, you only put mustard on it?
Ketchup and mustard. Oh, you're
ketchup. You're traditionalists, and I'm like, you're mustard only?
I'll give you that, but it's more brat. We're talking, that's more pork. I think a hot dog is small enough where you can still do both.
Is it Chicago? It's the Nathan's people or whoever. They.
You're right.
And it's like only spicy mustard.
You're right.
Not the yellow,
French's.
It's not. I thought it was just yellow mustard.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever had an Orange Julius hot dog? They make ones where it's like, they have a nacho dog where it's like tomatoes, jalapenos, cheese, crumbled up tortilla chips. Oh my God.
Taco
it's
dog.
So good. You wouldn't eat that?
Hot dog is the bun. The pork's tube, And then you have the strip of yellow mustard, and that's all you're allowed.
Oh, well, my mouth is watering now.
But then why do ballparks have ketchup, mustard, and relish? To me, you got to do three of those things. The Holy Trinity right there.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
The relish is an important, you need a little bit of that wang to cover up the wang of your, what'd you call it, pork tube?
Yeah. See, you want the taste of the pork tube, that the relish wrecked.
I want to try to disguise the taste of the pork tube.
Then why are we eating it to begin? Why don't you just have relish, ketchup, and mustard?
I honestly don't know why we
bread.
Eat it. I would eat that before I'd eat. I eat turkey dogs because I don't like.
Get your pork tubes.
Okay, turkey, you can't call it a dog, though.
So you can?
Nope.
The dog is the shape.
Hot dog is assumed to be
a turkey. No, it's not assumed.
You can't.
I am definitely.
Turkey can't
I don't
be
know,
a burger.
I got to figure out what I'm doing with pork tube. I don't know if it's a safe word or a go word.
Yeah.
So the one that I know there's going to be a fight is chili. The argument is beans or no beans.
Yeah. Oh, technically, it has to have beans to call it chili. If it doesn't have beans, you cannot call it chili anymore.
I would never eat beans and chili. Ever,
like
ever.
What makes up the chili?
So then what are you eating? Beef in broth?
Yeah.
Or beef in gravy?
I guess, yeah. With like cornbread. Kind of dipping the cornbread in. It's more about the cornbread for me than the...
You eat cornbread with chili?
Yeah, I used to.
No one
yeah.
eats cornbread with chili.
No, I definitely did
corn chips,
up a lot.
But not corn.
Corn chips,
cornbread.
Yes. Crumbled up corn chips? That's... Wow. You do that?
Sometimes.
Do you ever put like
guys? We're supposed to be fighting.
Sorry. Do you do oyster crackers or is that only in soup?
Okay, well, it's only in soup. Oyster crackers have a different thing going on.
I get
there.
It.
Yeah,
but sometimes you just need the crunch in the chili.
I'll give you that.
I'm out of tortilla chips,
you'll go ahead and do that.
I'll grab saltines or something. It just needs something in there to like soak it up. Like
that's not bad. Or crackers, yeah.
So how? What? To eat a chili without a bean? Just seems to me, there's a creaminess that comes with the beans. And that's a weird word for me to say and like, but like, you're eating Alpo,
sloppy
bro.
Sloppy Joe. It's like Sloppy
yes,
Joe. Yes, yeah.
A Sloppy
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
Is a Sloppy Joe runny yeah. or is a Sloppy Joe thick?
It's a low-carb Sloppy Joe. So I'm all about health.
I don't think beans are all that carby,
I'm on Atkins
bro.
Now.
I don't think beans give you more protein.
That no, there's true. No bun in the Sloppy Joe because you're eating it soup form. That's where the...
Who does anybody eat Sloppy Joes in this room?
I no. hate Manwich and all that. I hate it.
It's chili on a bread.
I could never, even at school. Ugh.
Well, some people may get wrong
awful.
For sure.
This is awful.
Do you put cheese on a Sloppy Joe?
I don't even waste. Let the cheese run free. Don't
how,
even
how
waste
about
the
cheese?
Dye on
how about cheese on your chili?
Yeah.
Not real. No. Not no.
So you just want the chips
and the chili
yeah,
with
really,
beans? Yeah.
No. As a topper, because yeah. I would put. Yeah, I get fresh tomatoes and a little bit of cheese.
See, now you're ruining it.
I make a taco salad. I practically do make, I have made a taco salad out of chili.
Oh, I hate when...
Start with a bed of lettuce. I am ruining, like, now we're all in a fight. It's like, what are you putting salad in my crap for? What is the other one that I wanted to get to? Barbecue. Does anybody here have it? Because we're all from different places.
Okay,
right?
There's a difference mm-hmm. between barbecue and grilling. God.
That's not what we're doing, but yes, I do. I will contend, but you also have to understand that the language has evolved.
It has, but barbecue is a location and a process. So if you're in North Carolina, you can't say you're doing one thing, like a wet rub or a dry rub. That doesn't come underneath the barbecue thing. There's just different.
Hold on. Absolutely. The wet rub and the dry rub, they're both barbecue. Barbecue is the process of like.
Slow and low, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But it's like in Kansas City, they just rub on it first.
Yes. Okay.
And it's gross.
Okay.
Because
you don't like.
Oh my God! If it's not wet, I'm not putting it.
Where is that going?
Slacker and Steve.
Guys, I don't think I should touch the radio station.
What?
I don't. Mm-hmm. Literally, have you ever had one of those days where nothing works? Mm-hmm. Like. My Quip toothbrush. That's another one.
What?
Well, just replace the battery.
It's got a brand new battery in it.
And that failed too.
Yes, I'm like doing the thing. So I had to like move it back and forth on my teeth like a heathen.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
It's okay. So it starts with my Quip.
Like you had to manually
move? Yes, I had to manually move my hand. You still have to move a Quip, but it's not doing the like, inside my mouth. It's like, it's my brand new black one.
Yeah.
I got the black. Black on black.
That's cool. The one I just got Corey.
You did?
Yeah, I bought it from last week.
It's so cool. because the bristles are black. It's just like, it just looks like a James Bond toothbrush. Yeah. It's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have to do it by his hand.
So it starts there. My quip doesn't work. Okay.
Oh, that's why you got like, a little... Sorry.
No, then I shaved. Sorry. Like I shaved all janky.
Electric?
I don't think that's.
You're all
yes,
over.
Yes, I used it. I don't want to get in. Like, because Tiak has got me always going down. Is one side taller than the other?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Why is one side...
Is my beard uneven? Just tell me.
Yeah, why is it
no,
all...
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no, I don't sure? think so either.
It's askew.
Because Tiak has taught me to use like the kind of trimmer thing, but go down. But I was so out of my element because of my quip not working that I went one stripe up, and then you have to do the whole thing. Because now I just went like...
even
took
out
a
the...
Yes!
That's why it's all
so then I go downstairs, I throw a load of laundry in, walk away from that, wait, like do other stuff. My computer needs a reboot. All this crap is going wrong. Like an hour later, I needed the clothes that are in there because I'm hiking Hanging Lake this weekend.
Wow.
So I need my hiking, like my hiking pants and all that stuff. Go to check to move the clothes over. I never turned it on. I don't know how I didn't turn it on. I have no idea.
I was ready to blame your equipment there.
No, this one is me. I just was like, because it started with the quip, and now like nothing.
No Hanging Lake for you.
I'm still going. I'm just wearing stinky hiking.
Unclean.
I'm in the first batch of hikers. So like, if you happen to be up there and it smells weird, it's me.
You have to go in shifts?
Yeah, you have to make reservations.
I had to make reservations months ago.
To hike outside somewhere?
Hanging Lake, because of idiots like the influencers. Have ruined it.
Okay.
And now they need to know who's
almost
hiking.
Everywhere has a reservation.
They do?
Really?
Yeah.
Like just regular like hiking Mount Sanitas or Glenella.
I don't know what
or
that is, but sure.
Oh.
You have okay.
Like Steve, you don't have to concern yourself.
I don't
with
I'm
it.
Never gonna be but in case I stumble upon it.
I didn't know you had to make reservations for anything outside.
Right. I'm glad.
Hanging Lake is so pretty though. You should make a reservation and go do it. And it's not even a hard hike.
How like 3 months out, six months?
It was in the beginning of the summer when you had to make reservations and the only one I could get was 6:30 in the morning.
Jeez.
Tomorrow.
Which to be honest is the best.
It's gonna be great.
You want to go early in the morning.
So either that's up by Glenwood, so I have to drive up to Glenwood tonight,
four,
or I have to get up at
4 a.m.
So I'm going to drive up to Glenwood tonight.
Wait, real quick. So when
no,
it's your
no, not today, because of all of your technology and your Tesla.
We're not even to the Tesla yet, Aaron.
That is true.
But yeah, so okay. And I forgot. I just realized I forgot to print my passes to hike.
You washed them, probably.
So I have stinky hiking pants, like nasty teeth, and then it's like I'm running behind. So I run. Oh, my sprinkler for my garden doesn't work anymore.
I thought you were just.
No, it's a thing. It's like the water goes there, but I have to go out and manually turn it on like a heathen. So I'm out there manually brushing my teeth and manually turning on my garden. So then it's time. I'm running late. We all get here and talk about the show early and blah, blah, blah. I go get in my car. I set my car up to do a software update at midnight last night.
Nice. Because they take hours, don't they?
It takes like 30, 40 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. I set it up for noon.
Today.
I thought it was midnight.
I feel like a lot of this is more user error.
Operator.
Yeah.
Shut up, Aaron!
I'm the victim!
Well, I mean, that kind of is. So then the car is immobile.
You can't even get in it when it's
immobile. Do you have to set up the software update or will it just force itself? Like some computers, it'll just force the update, which seems if you're like in a, you're trying to get away from somebody, like, right. run, installing update.
No, you have to tell it to do it.
Okay.
You can set it up for a time or you can manually go like, because that's what I did the other day when I got here. I set it up I got out of my car and I was like, update it. And then it was like, I was parked in the wrong spot, and so I went in to move my car, and it wouldn't let me move it because it was doing an update.
So Aaron's correct. And this one, it was mostly operating.
Okay, guys.
Okay, no,
So then I finally get the software update done. I get in my car. I back my car out. I hit the garage door thing, and it won't close.
Now the garage door is updating the software too.
No, it's because I think I was so. I hate you guys.
Is that a Tesla garage
door? Just shut up! I, I guess so. The like eyeball got off. So oh, I was either going to have to
sensor.
Yes.
Yes.
That, so then, okay. So that can't happen because I'm always so nervous. My son's playing. He's banging his little toys into it. Stuff.
Will
it? Okay.
And if it's off, there's mine are super old, so it's like like no. Then I have to get down on the ground and kind of try to manually line that laser beam up, and it's like it doesn't. It's
that's kind of like James Bond.
So then I almost had to pull the red cord and manually close the garage door.
I don't do
manual things. I had to manually brush my teeth, manually turn on my sprinkler. I almost had to drive my truck here.
What?
So I guess the question is, should I be here?
Mm.
The entire radio station is electronic.
That is true. In fact, my phone.
I shouldn't be touching a single thing.
Aaron's got her laptop.
Yeah.
TX got his pacemaker.
If anybody's got a pacemaker, I dare you to come to the radio station and let me touch your chest.
No,
I dare you. If you have a loved one you want rubbed out.
I didn't know my pacemaker had software updates.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We got to listen to Mr. Moneybags over here. He's just throwing money at split dinner checks. I don't know where this started, but like, Steve is hard to, like, you're a hard person to have this conversation with. Because if a lot of people go out to dinner, you sneak away and just pay for it.
Yeah.
To avoid that
Where
it's just...
I'll just take the hit. I'll take one for the team. It's all good. Someone will do it next time.
Like, there's that thing when the check comes and there's like eight people there and it's like, all right, so I had two drinks. Tom had, and you're like,
And Steve is so mysterious because he disappears, pays the check, and then... literally disappears.
And you don't know who paid the check. It's like was Bezos here? Who did this for us? But there's an etiquette expert or somebody saying it doesn't have to be as awkward as we make it. Like,
which I agree.
Like, let's say it's my birthday and we all go out.
You're not paying. That's the one thing.
No matter what, then the three of you absorb my bill.
Yes.
I would insist, put it on my card and we'll deal with the rest some other time. Just let's get
But to- you know you're never going to deal with it.
Yeah.
So you can't come on this hypothetical thing. Because
thanks, Steve.
We have to pretend, because you're about to be invited to everything from now on. It's like, Steve, we're all going to get sushi.
No.
It's fine. He's not even going to stay. He'll just pay and leave.
This etiquette expert says it's okay to...
nickel and dime?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
They say it's okay to calculate the cost of your meal and just pay what you owe, which I think... the word calculate, that's wrong. That's not etiquette. If you use the word, I'm going to calculate. Nope, you're done. That's not proper etiquette to me. It seems like you're nickel and diming at that point.
Yeah.
Are you getting a calculator out?
Can I say this, buddy?
Yeah.
You need to come out with some of my friends and you would get you'd change.
With how much they're consuming?
Because consuming and doing what you don't do. You don't drink. So if we go out, you and Ange, we're all out on this big eight couple date, and you sit there and milk a couple Sprites, and my free buddy refills. Chad's ordering magnums of really good wine. And now the check is $2,000. Now divided by eight, that's still a lot of money, but you didn't drink any of that wine. You maybe had a glass in front of you.
Yeah, but I feel like at that point, I'm playing with the big dogs.
No way are you playing with the big dogs. You may have eaten more than us. Like, I may have just had a salad.
I felt personal.
No, because I tend to go the other way. I tend to order like an app and that's it. I don't like steakhouse food anymore. I don't want to fill up. I want to enjoy the company, have a couple good Manhattans, and call it good.
So you're saying that by him doing what he's doing, by you doing it, it'll even out.
It doesn't, though.
It doesn't.
Because his $40 steak doesn't equal the $3 of three bottles of $300 wine. That's not fair for you to pay it.
Yeah, but I feel like I would rather personally take the financial hit than the social hit and embarrassment of going, actually, guys,
there it is.
I just had the water, and like that feels so.
You're paying a price no matter what you do. Which one do you want to pay?
Oh my god, really? Yeah. You would judge him for saying that?
I agree with him on that.
If you agree with him, I don't.
Then why do you pay it? Because he's avoiding the social hit by just paying it.
Yes.
Steve has money to burn, so he just pays it.
Right.
That's his way of avoiding the social weirdness.
I get something that has value to me.
T-Hack is paying 1/4 of the seafood tower that he didn't eat any of because he doesn't eat seafood.
I look at it differently. I look like he's buying an easy way out and not have to look like that person, like and be that in front of the group.
That makes it sound like he's buying friendship. And if that's the case,
just that instance.
Just a tiny little Craigslist, back to the dumpster transaction.
I'm buying respect.
He is.
Because if I feel like if I'll pay, I might get invited to a second dinner and I'll have to pay again. But then there's a third dinner and a fourth dinner. And I'm now all of a sudden I'm friends with the big dogs. If I break out a calculator,
or you're like Anna Delvey or whatever and pretending you have all this money and then you go to jail for fraud.
Yes. Well, you don't want to be that person.
But do I gain the respect in the process?
You can also gain respect by saying like, hey, I'm setting boundaries. I'm only going to pay for what I have.
No, because we're all going to judge him for that.
You're right.
All...
The more Aaron talks, I want you to have to be my friend.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
If you're a person who likes to garden a bit,
oh, okay.
You may never garden again after you hear my story.
Okay.
It's not a good one.
In my story, if you're going to like be a burglar and you're going to flee the police, maybe not get lost in the woods and have to call. We'll find out.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
So earlier this month, a woman in northern Michigan, she was watching TV in her living room when a burglar walked into the room.
Oh, nice.
She screamed. Her husband chased the guy off, but the cops tracked him down nearby. His name is Kevin. He's 43 years old. He was in his parents' backyard when they found him. But when a cop tried to talk to Kevin, he ran off into the woods.
Yay!
Yeah, it was dark out, so he got away. But they even brought in the canine unit, but the canine unit couldn't find this guy. But it turned out they didn't need to because Kevin ended up getting lost in the woods and had to call them 911 for them to come save him out of the woods.
Hey, Kev, bring a compass and a flashlight, you fool. So anyway, I'm the guy fleeing, and I really like if you could come get me because I'm kind of scared.
They figured out where he was immediately.
Oh, for God.
He flagged him down.
Hey, guys, thank you. Yeah, right. Jail's better than wolves. I heard your dogs barking a little bit ago. They got close, but not quite. You idiot. Right. I guess that's why they're stupendously stupid stories. My story is also not out of Florida.
Oh.
It's a British guy
who
was out doing some light gardening in his backyard. I assume it was in his backyard. I don't know where the gardens are in the British area. Anyhow, our plane was flying overhead, and suddenly, out of nowhere, he was covered in blue juice. He got himself a poo shower. Normally it comes down as solid blue ice, but this poo shower wasn't frozen. And it left a huge mess all over this fellow who was just trying to get a little bit of gardening done.
Dang.
He was able to look up to the sky and use a flight tracking app on his poo-sodden phone.
That's poo-sodden.
And be able to get in touch with the airline and let them know, hey, you're leaking poop. Flight 182's leaking some poo. Yeah, no words on how the airline is going to compensate him for his poo-sodden shower.
Nice.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.